Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, January 27th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with Stephanie Hartman, Executive Director of the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Looking forward to that. Right now, we have in with us James Bina. He is the District Administrator and Ed Hauer Elementary School Principal. James, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much, James. It's always great to be here on WFHR, and we always appreciate the opportunity to talk about the great things happening in the Port Edward School District.
We got to have you more often, in more often. One, because we just don't cover Port Edwards nearly enough, and I would like to. I know that us here at the station would like to be able to do that more. Also, so I can get your last name down better. I apologize. Did I get it even close? Was I close there?
You are absolutely correct. Bina, okay. Bina, it's phonetic, B-E-N-A. I work at Ed Hauer Elementary School. So that's one we only hear a couple of times a year, but Ed Hauer.
Yeah. And I appreciate not only as much as we can get that in and as much as we can have you on the air. Great. Especially, you guys have some really great stuff going on over there. Let's start with the State Education Convention.
Absolutely. Before we get into that, a couple of things that I want to add, James. And as you mentioned, Port Edwards, we are somewhat of a hidden gem here in central Wisconsin. We are a small school district. We offer small classes, and we are tucked right here between Nakusa and Wisconsin Rapids, but we offer almost all of the great things that large school districts do in a very small school setting. So we are doing amazing things, and I'm very excited about the opportunity to speak with you here today, James. Before we talk about the State Education Convention, there are two items that I do want to mention since we have the opportunity. The Port Edwards School District, on a serious note, we would like to send our condolences to the family of Mr. Marshall Bueller. Mr. Bueller was a pillar in the Port Edwards community for decades. Born and raised in Port Edwards, he passed away late last week at the age of 98, known to many people as a village historian. So Port Edwards School Districts, and speaking on behalf of the community, we send our condolences to the Bueller family on the passing of Mr. Marshall Bueller.
Appreciate that, and appreciate so much that family and the work that he did. I'm Absolutely. A history lover, and we talk with a lot of historians in this area, whether it's at our Historical Society here in town or Historic Point Boss, and need more individuals like that and people to pick up the mantle when we lose people to keep this history alive and going. This is all of our history, and we should be proud of it, and Mr. Miller certainly was.
Mr. Bueller, he did
Bueller did
a wonderful job. He was absolutely an icon in Port Edwards, and I would say central Wisconsin when it came to documenting and presenting the history of our area. So, Mr. Bueller, our condolences to his family for certain.
So now, do you want to dive into the State Education Convention? This was a pretty interesting one, and it just happened this past week.
Absolutely, James. Yes, myself, three members of our Board of Education and our business manager, we attended the Wisconsin State Education Convention, which was held at the Baird Center in downtown Milwaukee, January 22nd through the 24th. This is the largest education convention held in the state each year, always held during the third week of January. It's attended by hundreds of school board members and administrators statewide. There are meetings that run from 7 in the morning until late into the evening, and we talk about all things that impact schools, from school funding to business contracts to different areas of curriculum. We talk about textbooks. We talk about technology, building and grounds, school governance, and just a wide variety of educational topics. So we hear from schools that are doing innovative things. They're doing some of the best practices in the state. And one of our primary goals in going down there is to learn some of those best practices and bring them back home here to central Wisconsin, James.
What were for you some of the highlights of the event?
Sure, absolutely. Some of my big takeaways, James, was I learned some of the best practices about environmental education. We have a wonderful environmental learning center in the Port Edwards School District that we would like to maximize and utilize more. I learned some information about successful all-day 4K programs. We learned some things about some of the technical aspects of business contracts, working with outside vendors, which is very important for the Port Edwards School District, as I'll be discussing our referendum projects in a little while. And then also collaborating with outside companies and seeing what types of services we can bring into Port Edwards to maximize learning and to maximize the overall learning opportunity for students and our teachers.
One of the cool things I think about something like this is certainly an opportunity to get better at something that you're already good at. You know, I remember growing up, my Aunt Nay cut hair, and she would leave for a couple weeks every year to go to a convention, learn new styles, techniques, and those things. And we always thought it was really interesting, but to her, that was how she stayed relevant. That was how she stayed alive in the industry. Every business is like that, and every industry is like that. You can grow and get better at everything. And then you have the idea of peers and peers being able to share information. With all of that, Jim, was there anything that you took from this that was also maybe something that we can't, maybe it doesn't relate to Port Edwards schools or even Wisconsin schools, but you were kind of like, wow, well, that gives me some perspective about my job or how we have it here, just in hearing some of these stories or anything? Or was just a lot of shared stories, just a lot of noticeable relatability?
Yeah, I would say, James, on that level and that question you arise, I heard a theme over and over about the importance of valuing people, valuing our employees, valuing our families, and doing real tangible things each day to show them how much we value them. And I feel like we do a good job of that in Port Edwards. We really try to reach out and appreciate our people, appreciate all levels of our staff. At the same time, we can always do better, right, James? We can always do better. So I brought some ideas back about making sure that as an organization, we continue to value all of our workers, all of our staff. We are a team. There is no job that's more important than anyone else. We all make the Port Edwards School District a great place. And that was one of the themes that I heard each day at the State Education Convention, the importance of valuing our staff. And we want to do that the best we can in the Port Edwards School District.
Yeah, I think that even if, especially for if you haven't been in school in a while, or you haven't had kids in school, some of this stuff we did when we're young, we don't think about. We're, you know, there's a million other things going on for kids when they're growing up that they don't necessarily think about. So many of the layers and all the working hands it takes to make one school just run. Just from, you know, in the morning to at night, just all the different moving parts and pieces it takes to do that, let alone multiple times a week, multiple schools throughout the whole country, throughout the whole county, any of these things. There are so many things that even working and talking with people like yourself all the time that I don't even know and that I don't even think about. So I think that something like this is also noteworthy in the sense of the sharing of information, the growing and everything, but also, hey, just some people that understand a little bit more of what you're going through. I can have all the empathy in the world for the job, and I'm appreciative of what you do and our teaching teachers out there and all that, but I can't relate to it like another teacher can. Even me, who does technically teach, I teach acting. It's not the same thing. I value my fellow teachers and everything, but even they will admit it's not the same thing as teaching math to third graders. There's a big difference here. The relatability there for you and your colleagues to be able to just have that even is got to be pretty helpful, I would think, in this day and age where we're trying to get more and more people to get into teaching.
Absolutely. When you can sit down at a table or go into a convention hall and talk common ground with people that are going through the same experience as you are every day, and you can relate to that person and you can hear back some of the things they are doing to make their schools as efficient as possible and as effective as possible and being the best stewards they can for their families. It's great to hear all that information and bring it back and see how you can customize it to your school district. You know, of course, it goes without saying, James, some of the schools that presented there, I heard a school district of about 3,000 students.
Wow.
You know, they presented. Well, our school district is about 430 students. So you have to shape it to the size of your school, right? Yeah. Maybe you can't do everything they're doing, but if you can take some of their ideas and adapt it and make your school district a little bit better, it was a worthwhile convention.
It's really good to hear. Very good to hear. And again, thank you for sharing it with us. So also wanted to mention the 24-25 PEEF grant award winners. And this has been around for a while for those that may have not have heard of this before.
Right. PEEF stands for the Port Edwards Education Foundation, which was begun in the mid-1990s. It was initiated by former school district administrator, Mr. Ed Hoyer. And since 1998, the Port Edwards Education Foundation, or PEEF, as it's commonly known as, it has awarded grants each year to school district, Port Edwards School District teachers. And these grants are for the purpose of supporting additional classroom programming. James, I'm going to maybe blow away our listeners a little bit with this number. But since its first year of donations in 1998, PEEF has awarded $393,154 to the Port Edwards School District. Now, that's over since the course of 1998. But that has supported additional programming outside of the regular curriculum, things like field trips, additional curriculum, additional products, additional machinery, things like that. And this approximately $400,000 that PEEF has awarded to Port Edwards Schools has helped make Port Edwards a unique place to go to school. It has made the programming that much better. So as I mentioned, we are a small school district. We offer the small school, the advantages of the small school, but the additional funding through places like PEEF allow us to offer that robust programming as well. So that's one of the things that makes the Port Edwards School District really stand out. If I may, James, could I point out the this past year's PEEF winners?
Please, yeah.
Awesome. So in the fall of 2024, we had 9 school district teachers earn PEEF grants. They have to write out about a 2-page grant. It has to go through a review process. And nine different grants were given out, totaling $32,220. Mrs. Frizzell wrote a grant for a Spanish language immersion camp. Mrs. Bortz for CPR mannequins. Ms. Parcheski and Ms. Anderson wrote 2 grants for the instrumental and the choral department. Mrs. Peters for science wrote one for a DNA gel electrophoresis. Mr. Erdman wrote one for a strings orchestra program. Mrs. Tuttle wrote one for standing to learn better. Mr. Bernal wrote a grant for multimedia printer and cutter. And Mr. Thomas wrote a grant for fitness assessments. So again, those grants totaled $32,220, all awarded from PEEF. So thank you very much to the Port Edwards Education Foundation for supporting Port Edwards Schools.
That number is amazing. It's a good story of the day hearing something like that. That is an investment. That is an investment in the greatest thing we can invest in our future and our kids, and helping our teachers do that. That is amazing. I think what is also unique about this is hearing so many of these, the ways, a lot of different areas these grants have helped, a lot of different fields they've helped, but all of them go to the same place of education, of furthering education, of getting these kids more and more opportunities to learn more. And something else that stands out to me, not only about this, but about the convention and the support. Certainly the support for education, the support for, you know, I would like to think that the majority of us all agree kids are the future. We should all be investing in this.
Yes.
But supporting teachers, supporting educators, I don't know, because I'm not in the industry, but I feel, and from what when I talk to people and from what I'm seeing, in the last couple of years, I feel like we're coming around on this a lot more and getting a lot more to where, man, I really appreciate these people. They're doing a job not everybody wants to do. They're doing a job not everybody can do. We should probably appreciate that. And putting more support to that and putting more and more, whether it is grants and funds or anything like that, or a convention and sharing of information, or just a community that is more supportive of the educators. Mm-hmm. We're seeing more and more of this, I feel. And I'm very proud of that. I'm very thankful for that because it's important. We need educators. We need good teachers. And if we're ever to have young people want to do this for a living, we need to do this stuff now. We need to be doing these things. We need to be having these kind of conversations like you and I are having where they're hearing this stuff and they're saying, oh, this is a field I want to get into. This is where I want to get my life and dedicate this to it, to this. These kind of things, I think, help with that. As much as it helps the kids, and that comes first to me at least, it doesn't hurt that these kind of like side, benefits, if you will, from this and stuff and everything are a lot of helping our education system and showing some support towards it.
I would agree with you, James. You use the term investing in our future. And sometimes we hear, oh, you know, well, I have to pay this for the schools now, or I have to pay that for the schools now. And that is a term that we heard at the convention, and that's a term I would hope that we can hear more and more of, is we are investing. It truly is an investment. It's an investment in our local area, in our state, and in our country as well. If we are investing in our children and doing the best that we can for them, we are investing in our future. And another point that you mentioned, James, was supporting our school staff. Working in schools is extremely challenging, and it does take a very unique skill set, and it takes a very unique person. And not just our teachers. Our teachers are incredible. They are amazing. But our bus drivers, our custodians, our food service workers, our clerical staff, they all deal with challenges in doing the best thing we can for our students every day. So it is extremely challenging, but it's also extremely rewarding. And I certainly hope that we can remember that every day, how important of a job that our school staffs do.
And I think a perfect segue from that is going right into a referendum update, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. As you know, we passed both an operational and a capital referendum this past year in Port Edwards. The operational is to pay for our daily services. The capital referendum is to improve our building and grounds. We have some capital projects that are taking place both during spring break and then throughout the summer months. In March, we are going to be removing our elementary gym partition wall. In June, when students are out of the building, is when some of our major projects start. At the middle and high school, we are doing abatement of asbestos from our masonry. We are doing elementary school IT upgrades. We are going to improve our internet cabling. In July, we are doing some massive masonry repair at the middle and high school. We are doing asbestos abatement from the flooring in the elementary, and we are doing some ceiling work at the high school. And then in August, this is a real schedule, it's a real progression, we are replacing the elementary cafeteria floor and installing new cafeteria tables. So we did find out through this work we were doing for the referendum, James, we have excellent buildings. They are very strong. They are very stable. We want to continue to use them. They're historical. They are beautiful. We just have to modernize them and keep them highly functional for the 21st century.
This is something we see in ballparks across America, you know, where they want to keep the ballpark around. They just got it updated a little bit on the inside and stuff. It's very similar to what's going on here. It's also a good story of the day because I think this is noteworthy as well when we see around the state some small schools closing down, some schools having to combine with other schools. And a lot of the time, not always, but a lot of the time that is because the building's falling apart or something. There's no funding for it. Here's a good story. Here's a really good thing that's happening and keeps our kids in Port Edwards, keeps our kids in that wonderful building with those great people and everything. These are all really cool things. And as another thing, the jobs it creates as well. We have a lot of great construction workers in this community and that are going to be working really hard in those buildings and doing some great work over there. So this is a really positive thing for everybody. And something I think we can all take a little pride in.
Absolutely. It's a win-win. We do have beautiful historic buildings. I'm taking a look over at your laptop, and if you look at the front page of our school district website, you'll see a beautiful view of John Edwards Middle and High School, and, you know, built in the 1920s. It is a gorgeous building, and again, the bones of that building are extremely strong. We are just updating it and keeping it the great building that it's been for many decades, and even though it may look similar on the outside, we are modernizing it for 2025 with, you know, again, technology, and we have new phone systems coming in and new PA systems coming in and making sure it's got all of the benefits of a modern building with that beautiful historic appearance.
Any other notes on this before we go to our final topic?
I would just like to mention, before we run out of time, James, if I may, a very important note. I wanted to discuss the YMCA daycare. Just for a moment. This past year, James, the YMCA daycare moved from the Southwood County building in Port Edwards into Ed Hoyer Elementary School. We have the daycare as well as the 4K program there. And I did want to mention to our listeners, we have open spots at our daycare. There's been a lot of discussion in our area over the last few years about daycare openings and a lack of daycare. If anyone is interested in coming to the daycare at Ed Hoyer Elementary School, please contact Tracy Verwink at the YMCA in Wisconsin Rapids. Again, contact the YMCA Rapids. There are openings at our daycare at Ed Hoyer Elementary.
That is really helpful. Thank you for that. Thank you for that letting us know about that service. You're so right about that. One of the biggest topics, I think, in America, but especially in Wisconsin, is childcare. So
absolutely.
That is really good to hear.
Sure.
And speaking of kids, let's wrap up with Opera for the Young. Gosh, this sounds awesome. This sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes. I'm actually going to try to slip in two great things, James, before we run out of time. This Friday, January 31st, in the elementary cafeteria, the Opera for the Young program. They travel around public schools in Wisconsin, and they perform well-known musicals. They do a different musical each year. This year, they are performing The Magic Flute, this Friday at 1:30. In advance of their performance, they share their song list with our elementary music teacher. He teaches our children that song list. And then the Opera for the Young performers, while they're the professionals up on stage, they invite some of our students to perform different roles with them. And this is not, unfortunately, open to the public. We don't have enough room for that, but we do invite some of our elementary families. And it is just an incredible, incredible, cool, performance of these classical shows that students might not otherwise see.
And you had something else?
Yes, absolutely. This is coming at the end of 2025, but a very, very awesome opportunity. In early December, the John Edwards High School Band will be marching in Hawaii. They are joining the Lincoln High School Band. They are marching at a Pearl Harbor Day parade. So they'll be in Hawaii for about 5 days to perform as well as to participate in tourist and cultural events. So very cool. I want to give some props to Ms. Emily Anderson, our band director, and the John Edwards High School Band for that opportunity to go to Hawaii.
Congratulations to them. That is awesome.
Isn't that great?
And just so many great, awesome things going on over at the Port Edwards School.
It is.
Thanks so much for updating us on all that. We really do appreciate the time. Looking forward to talking again real soon. Don't be a stranger. Especially anything going on over there, we can help promote or talk about. Doors open as always, okay?
Thank you so much, James. I always love this opportunity to come and talk about all the great things happening in Port Edwards.
People have follow-up questions, want to know more, how can they reach you, sir?
Absolutely. My phone number is 715-887-9000, extension 102. I'd be more than happy to share the good news about Port Edwards schools with anyone.
And we'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.